Clothed in green surgery theater attire, several South Sudanese eye patients lie on beds at the ophthalmology operation ward at Juba Teaching Hospital. A team of 19 Sudanese eye surgeons and paramedics wearing sky blue aprons are preparing surgical tools to conduct operations on dozens of patients on the second floor balcony of a large Chinese-built three-story building. 61-year-old Reverend Peter Port is next in line to enter the operation theater.
When I heard eye doctors were coming, I report myself for treatment, and now I will be able to go for eye operations. The disease started with one eye in 2009, but now it has affected the other eye also. I am able to walk alone, but from 2019, I have been having difficulties in seeing things. I used to read, and I hope I will be able to do work well after the surgery.
South Sudanese David Rieth says he lost his job when he developed eye problem in 2010. With the Sudanese eye doctors in the country, Rieth says he hopes he will be able to find relief and return to work.
When there is something painful in your body, you will not be able to walk or run around trying to fulfill your responsibilities, because in human life, eyes are the one in front. When I succeed from here, I will be able to find something to do and hopefully return to my workplace.
Riyadh and others here say they have tried to receive treatment at South Sudan's one and only eye facility, the Buluk Eye Center in Juba, but say the center lacks proper medical services and equipment. Dr. Mohamed Hussein, CAM coordinator for the visiting Sudanese eye clinic, says doctors perform surgery on 460 persons over the past few days.
We come here for the cataract surgery. We see about 5,000 persons, and from this selected about 500 cataract surgery. So we did about 460 surgery. So we gave them about 2,000 glasses.
A cataract is a clouding of the normally clear lens of the eye. Cataract surgery is a quick, painless eye surgery, which usually involves removing a cloudy lens causing vision problems and replacing it with an artificial lens. Hussein says the free eye treatment is sponsored by a donation from the Saudi-based King Sulaiman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center in collaboration with Al Bashar International Foundation, a non-profit NGO established in 1990 that is focused on preventing blindness. Many South Sudanese with eye diseases who cannot afford it travel to Khartoum to seek eye treatment services. Hussein says South Sudanese with other eye defects will still travel to Khartoum.
There are a special unit for retinal surgery, for corneal surgery, for glaucoma, for orbit, for squint, or other unit for the discipline for the ophthalmology.
Dr. Albino Nyibong, director for eye care services at the South Sudan Ministry of Health, says the country cannot afford to run sustainable eye services.
Our eye care services in South Sudan is just, we can say, within Juba, where you can get access to surgical services. The states are lacking these services due to eye department actually consume a lot of funding in terms of buying equipment, in terms of buying consumable, and we usually depend on donation because the cost is so huge. And as you know, we are in crisis, economic crisis.
Aside from the cost, Director Nyibong says South Sudan also lacks eye doctors. He says South Sudan has only 6 active ophthalmologists, who he says are not enough to serve the huge demand for eye services across the country. Nuruddin Simon, executive director for the Africa Revitalized Organization for Relief and Development, says his organization initiated the support following a huge demand for eye services in South Sudan.
And
this is what we need because our people in South Sudan to get services like this. And I call upon the National Humanitarian Organization in South Sudan to have such passion to offer services because South Sudanese are in need of such services.
Later this week, the Sudanese eye doctors will travel to Western Bahr el Ghazal State to operate on people in Wau. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.